בוקר טוב. היום יום חמישי בשבת קודש, פרשת ויקהל, פקודי החודש. And it's a big lineup the Shabbat. I don't know who the readers are, but prepare accordingly. זה קשה. You ready? Okay, טוב. Where do you daven? This minyan on Shabbat? What, that's the yeshiva boy minyan?
Kohanim minyan.
Best minyan.
Not talking. Is talking? מי שמדבר, שקט. טוב, רואה את פרק ח' פסוק א', מי כחכם ומי יודע פשר דבר? Who is like the wise man? One who knows compromising issues. חוכמת אדם תאיר פניו, a person's wisdom will illuminate his face, ועוז פניו ישונה. And the, which means, when this is like the end of last week's parasha, when a person is chacham, his face becomes mighty. Yeshunen, it's going to look to people like something out of the ordinary. Who do we know that because of his wisdom, because of his kedusha, his face shone like the sun, and people were scared of him?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's where the goyim get this ridiculous majnunis. They put horns. Lo yada'o v'lo yavinu b'chashecha yitalachu. Ze chamorim. Why? Ki karan or panav, ze keren, is a horn. Ma pitom. It means rays of light. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu had to put, v'lo yada, when he came back from Har Sinai, he didn't even feel it, the Kedusha. Aval, that's what happens when a person's chacham. The person who is most respected in the world is the chacham. Because when you have chokhmah, that includes everything else in it. Chokhmah includes kavod, and it includes parnasa, and it includes everything else. Why? Because the chacham has that outlook on life, that he's able to be misadir his life accordingly, and therefore people give him the kavod that's appropriate to him. Ani pi melech shemor. I keep the mouth of the king. What's that over here? Rashi HaKadosh says it's a reference to Malko shel Olam, the king of the universe. I want to keep the words, the commandments of the king. Ve'al divrat shevuat Elohim. And to keep the oath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us swear at Har Choriv, which means that we are here, we are indentured servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever and ever. V'zeh lo mishtaneh. Even if time changes, you know, the Gemara has there's a phrase in the Gemara, Mikey Nachon, Mushba' ve'omed me'har Sinai. Person is already, no matter what you do, if a person, let's say, he makes a Shavu'ah, yeah? Pesach, huh? Yeah, Pesach is coming. Yeah, let's say, Human's friend, he makes a Shavu'ah, he swears not to eat matzah b'lim Pesach. Ma halacha? Atara nedarim, atara shavu'ot, what do you do for him?
Can't swear again.
Garnished, why? The Gemara says, in shavu'ah halal shavu'ah. One shavu'ah cannot take effect on another. Which shavu'ah did I make? When did you ever make a shavu'ah to eat matzah? You're right, you didn't make a shavu'ah to eat matzah. But what? You already swore at Har Sinai to fulfill the entire Torah. Therefore what? You know, all these people, they look at the Torah like a convenience store. This is convenient, this is not convenient, convenient. Who asked you? I mean, they did ask you by Har Sinai. You said yes. You swore. Over. Convenience store is closed. Inconvenience. I say convenience in Persian. Anyway. That's beans.
No, Bakoli is a corner store.
It's not beans also?
That's Wahali.
Stop it. Anyways, he says like that. Aval, mikol makom, ze haemet. A person has to realize you walk around all day. If you promise to, people are very big into their, not everybody, but a lot of people, they're into their word. Man of my word, man of my, remember that your first word went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mushba ve'omid mar Sinai. Person has to run around life thinking, always remembering the Shavu'ah and the Neda that he made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You saw it here first, Rabotai. Have a wonderful day.